Live from KQED News, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. San Jose leaders have chosen a former police officer as the city's new independent police auditor. KQED's Joseph Jiha reports.
The city council approved Mayor Matt Mahan's choice of Eddie Aubrey for the auditor's role. Aubrey currently investigates police misconduct for Richmond's police department. He's also done police oversight work in Fresno and has served as a judge and prosecutor. Addressing potential concerns about a former officer auditing police, Aubrey pointed to his 15-year track record of oversight work.
Officers have been terminated, they've been suspended, and what folks have told me is they said, you actually walk the walk. What you say is what you do about fair, unbiased, neutral investigations, no matter which side it ends up on.
Aubrey will replace the current interim police auditor, Karen Sununu Towery. He's set to start work on May 6th. I'm Joseph Jiha, KQED News.
All unionized San Francisco city workers will likely be getting a 13% raise over 3 years and a $25 minimum wage. That's after the city reached a tentative agreement earlier this week with public sector unions. Kristen Hardy is regional vice president of SEIU 1021. She says the deal also limits the city's ability to hire outside contractors instead of filling vacant positions.
The contracting out language is huge for us here in San Francisco, and a lot of the services could be brought back to life if a lot of that money that was utilized in contracting out was put back into public services.
The deal also removes language that would delay the raises if the city's budget deficit is more than $300 million. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi, KQED News.